I'm in a musical mood today. I've been rocking.
On this episode of Jack Daniels Presents This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition, Chad Belding and Alex Crosby are turning up the volume on music that fires them up.
Rocking Guns N' Roses, System of the Down, Avenged Sevenfold. How did we not play this today on my road trip? This song rips.
They explore what true country music is.
Waylon and Willie and frickin' David Allan Coe and Johnny Paycheck and Johnny Cash and all these outlaws. Don Williams starts hitting. Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, Clint Black, Mark Chestnut, Tracy Byrd, Tracy Lawrence. You just got the Hat Pack. You got the Judds are hitting and frickin' Shania Twain. And wow, this is some country-ass shit. That's country. Love you, AJ.
Right on the money.
And they decide what music they can do without.
Nobody wants a U2 album.
Yeah, and I agree. Like, one of the worst bands of all time.
That's the best that we can get is U2.
This episode of Jack Daniels Presents This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition, is powered by Jack Daniels, Mickey Thompson Tires, Flask App, and Gator Coolers. Now, here's the boys.
All right, we ended last episode. I mean, you're shaking a little bit today, all right? You haven't had a beer or something? What is it? What time is it?
I'm not shaking, bud.
Oh, it's 4 o'clock. You're almost to drinking time.
I haven't had any, and Friday was my last. Nah, I guess I had a glass of wine last night. That's not
You didn't have any drinks on Saturday?
Nope.
Why'd you go heavy in the paint on Friday?
No.
Wild game feed had to be dead, huh, with the snow?
Oh, no, I drank a lot on Saturday. That's my fault. I almost lied to you guys.
You had the Chopino feed?
Quarter auction. Sparks
quarter auction. God, two nights in a row.
No, game feed, I didn't drink that much.
Really?
No. The game feed was good. There was a miscommunication in ticket sales. They could have had more, but it was fine.
So, we ended our last podcast. I'm in a musical mood today. I've been rocking. Like, I'm talking rocking Guns N' Roses. What have I listened to today before we get into your situation? I listened to System of the Down, BYOB. God, I don't know anything about those guys. I know that they probably don't think like I think, but you talk about a jack me up song.
You're right.
That freaking song rocks me. And then I listen to, and you got to check this album out if you haven't, which I'm sure you have because you're a rocker like me, Avenged Sevenfold, Hell to the King. Have you heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why it's called Hell to the King? I'm just, it's
yeah, it's their, like,
cover album.
Yeah.
God. But it's not a cover album.
They do them themselves. Yeah. More, not like that Weezer cover album where they tried to, like, do it exactly like the original.
No. They're not even songs of the bands. They wrote their own songs, and they sing them in the style of the bands on the freaking deal. So it's not like you go on there and the Guns N' Roses.
Oh, so they're all originals, but done.
Okay, wait. Don't look it up. Hold on. I've been listening to this album for, 5 years? It's been out a lot longer. I've listened to it longer than that. But yes, you have a song that, let's say you write a song, but you do it in the style of the people that influenced you. So the lead singer of Avenged Sevenfold has always talked about how much of an influence Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses was to him, right?
Right.
So listen to this.
What's this song called?
Doing Time. Listen. That's laughing like Axl. Talking like Axl. Now listen to him scream and go.
Wow.
That is GNR, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
Listen,
I think we talked about this album before.
He's still going. Just came out of his Axl stream.
That's pretty crazy.
You know who else that sounds like a lot? Listen. Okay, listen to his voice. And tell me this don't sound like it right here. Oh, I love music. Where would we be without freaking music?
Be a boring world.
Wouldn't it?
And it goes back to the dawn of time, man. Different tribes and different people around the whole world. You know, that's how I think it's how a lot of, like, our history was passed down, you know? Music today is a little more superficial.
It's biblical.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's from biblical. Like the dawn of time. Yeah.
Ready? I don't know if this is the one, but listen to the voice. If that's not Guns N' Roses to a T right there, that's got so much influence. And this is Slash's band. But listen to the voice now. That scream comes in, the siren.
This is Avenged Sevenfold.
This is genius music. Now here it comes again, just starting the same way the last song was. Now listen to the vocals.
This is Avenged Sevenfold too? Oh, this is Slash.
Listen to the vocals though.
Who's that singing?
Scott Whelan. Oh. Stone Jones. This is Velvet Revolver.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there is so much influence from Axl Rose into music, into so much of the grunge scene, and so much of that, I guess that would be what, early 2000s rock? Avenged Sevenfold? Have they been around two decades?
Oh, yeah. I would think so. I would have thought late 90s.
Have they? God, I freaking love them. Let's see. Their first album came out in 2000. Walk in the Fallen came out in 2003.
Really?
Exactly 20 years, 21 years. They might have some earlier stuff. That's the first one that I know of. But that Hail to the King album, if you're out there listening to this podcast today, get that in your ears. They got a Metallica song on there that is dead on to Metallica style.
Hmm.
It's a killer album. Like, what a cool idea. They're not copying them. You know, they're paying homage to the kings of rock and roll. And you know, everybody knows how I feel about GNR. But, dude, I listen to so much good rock and roll today driving in my truck. I freaking love getting fired up with rock. I think you need to do more of that. I think you need to get less reggae and Peter Gabriel and the soft rock that you listen to since you've been together with this girl, because she does not like rock and roll. She likes Dean Martin and the Rat Pack and shit. Like, you need to get into some freaking legitimate.
You know that I listen to way more metal than you ever do.
No, you listen to soft rock.
No,
you listen to Limp Bizkit, dude. That's not rock.
I do like Limp Bizkit.
But that's not rock.
That's not rock, but that's a different kind
how
of
do you,
thing.
How would you categorize? I always
categorize.
Categorize.
Cataract.
How what are they considered?
Limp Bizkit?
Thrash rock, rap skate rock? Huh?
Rap rock.
There's a such thing as rap rock?
Yeah.
The original rap rock was Run DMC and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Walk this way.
Yeah, like, so, I mean,
that was 1986.
Kind of some Beastie Boy kind of vibe. I mean, yeah, but yeah, that's what I would call them. I think they're good, though.
Do you know who's the worst friend we have when it comes to music? If you guess this, I'm going to have to give you some money. That we have a friend that literally...
A mutual friend.
Yeah, that literally would go to a... And I'm not exaggerating. Like, if we went to GNR, he'd know that we were watching Guns N' Roses. But he would not... He would think that maybe it could be Metallica. And then you would go to a country concert and you'd go, hey, who are we watching tonight? And he'd be like, I literally have no idea. Like... We go to Toby Keith and he thinks it's Blake Shelton. Like, he has no clue. Like, he's that bad with all music.
Huh.
Do you know who that would be? You just can tell by his personality that he doesn't give really a shit about much. He doesn't like, I don't think you should say give a shit. He doesn't really get enthralled or, you know how my personality is when I go in hard.
Right.
This guy has always been kind of, give a shit. Yeah.
Who is it?
Well, who do you think it is? Like, who? What co-friend of ours, mutual buddy of ours, is kind of that, if it happens, it happens kind of personality. Going to do it, going to have fun, but he's not going to be the guy that goes, dude, I got to get you all together. I got this deal called Amway. We are going to rock this deal until we all rich. Got you a pyramid scam. You know, he's not that guy, right? That's you. You're the next pyramid scammer. Fuck.
I don't know. Who is it?
Wade. Come on.
I was going to say Wade, but we went to that Guns N' Roses concert.
I know,
with him.
But I'm not saying he won't go to a concert, but he had no clue what Axl was singing when he's up. He's like, this is Guns N' Roses?
Oh, wow.
He's like, I thought this was Judas Priest the whole time.
So in my mind, I was thinking of Joe DiRico the whole time. Not that I.
Is he the same way?
Joe literally doesn't listen to music. When we worked together, I'd get in his truck, always on, was just talk radio.
Talk radio.
And then he'd listen to baseball or listen to whatever sports were on.
He's got to love podcasts then.
I bet he doesn't, because he doesn't love technology, so he doesn't really know how to get it.
Yeah, he is old school. Joel's an old soul, and Joel's in his 50s. He's probably going on 80.
Yeah.
The way he lives.
Yeah.
But Wade literally does not get enthralled.
Wade likes podcasts.
He does?
He always is asking me about this one.
He listens to this one, but I don't know if that's because he's kind of like weirded out that we're going to talk some shit about him from his past.
I don't think so.
But him and Scott were on that last one we had. But he literally does not get fired up for, like, Wade is a great, like, I'm not saying anything bad about it. Wade Platts, he's my best friend. I'm just simply stating that I would be the guy that'd be like, dude, I got every baseball card in the world. And he'd be like, whoa, we're supposed to keep those? He just throw them away and keep the gum.
I used to like that gum that was in there too, though.
You know, and then Perwin
was my second guest.
He loves music, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Him and Christy go to concerts all the time. As a matter of fact, I just invited Perwin somewhere. Oh, it's your thing. I go, you going to be at the Suns deal? He goes, no, me and Christy got a concert down in, I guess there's a new concert place in Carson City, something Nashville.
Oh, it's a bar, like a nightclub.
Yeah, who would
Nashville Nights or something?
Yeah, something like that. I'd never even heard of it. I knew the Carson Valley Inn that Aaron Lewis plays at all the time.
Yeah, yeah, this is in Carson City, though. I never heard of it either, but I just saw an advertisement for it.
He's got a concert there during the night of your...
What, like a college alt-rock band?
Is that what Andy would listen to? No, they're all country. No,
that was
him and Crabtree are all country.
That was from a movie.
You need... Oh, wait. Was that old school?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a college alt-rock band. Just try and be up near the stage.
Hey, Snoop. Snoop-a-loop. Bring your green hat.
Exactly. Is that what it's called? Nashville Nights?
I don't know. It's something Nashville, he said. I mean, he knew the name of it. I don't.
I just can't believe it'd be like a big Nashville social club.
That's it. Who's playing live there on music. March 14th?
I'm opening.
March 4th. Is that the night of our Sons of Nevada gig?
Yeah.
The Sons!
We got 20 some odd people out right
Nevada.
Now.
Of Nevada.
The Young Dubliners. Oh, so it's like
it's an Irish rock band, huh?
The Young Dubliners actually aren't bad. That must be for like a little early...
We are in March, huh?
St. Patrick's Day concert.
Play this today on my road trip. This song rips. I bet you, I've never had the pleasure of seeing Dropkicks live, but dude, I bet you this is a mosh pit. Would you agree? A bunch of drunk Irish beer drinkers.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I love the Irish culture, dude. They are loyal. Listen to that. Are you a fan of these guys?
Yeah.
When are you going to take me to a concert?
What's coming up?
Whiskey Myers.
I texted you about that. That's
you want to go?
When is it?
I don't know. You texted me on it.
I just saw the GSR like said they were coming here.
On the outside of the building? Dropkick Murphy's right there. I'm shipping up to Boston. That'd be a cool
concert.
Do you know
what made that song famous?
It's got to be a Matt Damon movie. It's got to be a Ben Affleck movie, is it?
Yeah, The Departed.
The Departed.
Wait, Ben Affleck
wasn't in that. Matt Damon.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Jack Nicholson, Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Who was his boss? It was one of the bald ones, right? Was it Alec or was it Steven?
I don't remember. I don't like Alec Baldwin at all. Pretty talented, but just not a good person. De Niro in that too?
No.
Just Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson.
Pacino wasn't in it. Was there?
No.
None of those guys. What a great movie.
It is really
on my last road trip, I watched Wolf of Wall Street.
I watched that not too long ago too.
I mean, he had to have stayed in character the whole time he was in that thing. He should have won every award known to man if he didn't.
I was going to say, if he didn't, it's because it's a little too risque. Do you know the real Wolf of Wall Street guy has a place in Tahoe?
Yeah, you remember hearing that somewhere. Yeah,
one of the guys who used to work for me drives him all the time. Apparently, he's a really cool guy, and he said, like, that movie is pretty... I mean, a lot of over-dramatization, but pretty, like, a lot of the way he lived, which is nuts.
We got to get him on the show. You need to go to work on that. That's not hard.
That's not hard.
Get a hold of him through your network.
I don't know if he would do a podcast.
Well, all you got to do is be told no, and then you ask again. Hey, listen.
I think he has his own. What was that dude's name? I'm pretty sure he has his own podcast.
Who is the real Wolf of Wall Street? Jordan Belfort.
Belfort.
It's a cool name too. Hey, Jordan.
I think he
be
does.
Be kind of a cool story to have him in here. Can you go to work on that?
Yeah, I'll make one text.
I'm working on some
right
studs.
Away.
I'm working on some studs to bring in on some podcasts.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's just on quite a few of them. If he would do it, I bet he would do it.
Well, let's get it done.
I'll text the guy right when we get out of here.
Huh?
I'll text the guy right when I get out of here. Not Jordan. I don't know him.
I love the idea of having him on. I really think that we could get a lot out of that. I mean, we probably couldn't even air some of the stuff that dude witnessed and
Did
program people to be a part of within his company.
I mean, if the business part of that is true, and he is still like a motivational speaker. I mean, he's not that he didn't go astray and break the laws and stuff, but being like a salesman and stuff, I mean, he's probably very good at what he used to do. I mean, granted, a lot of it was illegal, but you still got to be a good salesman and a good speaker and a good leader and all that to do what he did. You know, it's not like he was like selling dope, which sells itself, and you just try not to get caught by the cops.
Yeah, but
he was defrauding people.
Yeah.
But you have to be a good salesman to defraud him.
I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm just saying. I bet you you want to have him on your podcast.
I don't want to sit there and go, dude, you're a good salesman. Teach me how to sell.
Yeah, sell me this pen, dude, all of a sudden. Yeah.
I got caught up in a bad, bad multi-level marketing pyramid scam.
So did I.
I was one of the top 50 producers, went to the Bahamas.
I lost my 401k. You were actually screwing people. I got screwed. I was the catcher.
Oh, I screwed my high school football and strength training coach. He was taking a sabbatical from a year of teaching to move to where he was from to get all his network signed up.
No way.
Swore on my life.
And then it was all a...
I went to the Bahamas with one of your best friends, and you can ask him if this is true. We can call him right now. Your best friend probably in life. Samuel Jackson's playing. We're playing blackjack with him, right? This is like right when I turned, I don't even know how old I was. Pretty young. I remember it like it was yesterday. They bring us into this big room, and I remember I know the president's name. His initials are SVE. He had just been on the cover of Success Magazine with a golf club talking about how high this company was going.
What was it called? You don't want to say the name of the company?
I don't know if I should. Could the Wolf of Wall Street find me and bang my... You just never know where the mafia lies anymore.
That kind of place, huh?
I mean, think about getting in a car and having piano wire wrapped around your neck by Joe Pesci.
I was going to say, I just watched The Goodfellas the other day.
Am I funny?
What, we get the ice pick through the back of the neck?
They get up there on this breakfast, and I'm thinking, dude, this is awesome. We're going to get trophies. We're going to get bonuses. We're lighting the world on fire, right? We regret to inform you that the Security Exchange Commission, i.e. the SEC, is shutting us down for fraudulent da-da-da-da-da, and they shut the company down while we're in the Bahamas. And I swear on my life, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Within 20 to 30, 45 some more minutes, it's been several years, some of the top earners in the company already got up on stage and started a new one and started recruiting the people that just freaking went, oh, we still can do this. We just got to change the name. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then every single time that I've ever had somebody go, dude, you need to come listen to this. I go, bro, because I've had them all come to me, dude, we want you to lead this up. We get you under us. I go, dude, no offense, but I want to be offensive to you. Get on my face. And if I were you, I'd stay out of all that deal. Now we're going to get people saying, oh, it's worked for me. Bullshit.
I don't know anyone that's worked for long term.
First 10 years at Amway, maybe the first 5 years. If you were one of the legit dudes, they made money. But what about the character of somebody that comes to you and does that? Would you question their character if they're still trying to do that kind of shit?
I went to one. It was in the Nugget downstairs. And it was all about, they were going to take away the power from NV Energy, Sierra Pacific at the time. They were going to deregulate power. And I mean, it was like sitting through a timeshare thing. And then they make you feel stupid, right? They're like,
yeah, always.
You have five friends, don't you? Of course I have five friends. Who's going to say, no, I don't have five friends? Yeah, I got five friends. You could talk one of them into doing this or that. It's like you're a fool if you can't do this. And then I don't know. It's very strange. I never did it, obviously. And then I do remember I had a friend from high school. He tried to get me to do another one, and he was, because I have the same attitude that you have towards it. And when I said that to him, he got like really upset, and I probably have never talked to him since. But it's like, dude, you're hustling. You know what I mean? You're scamming. I don't like that stuff.
I don't either. And I'm so glad I learned at an early age, because with my mentality, I could have got wrapped. Like we talked about Wade. Wade would look at that and be like, not a chance. I'm going to sit down in the living room. And I don't even know if Wade would go to like a Pampered Chef dinner, you know, that pressure to buy, you know, like Uncle Rico Tupperware party. Like, this will make sure your cereal never goes stale and I can throw that football
over the mountain, right,
you know,
there.
kind of attitude. Like that whole interpretation of that business model is shunned down on so bad because you create a downline. Like I go to Alex, you're going to be first one under me. You got to pay this much. You're going to get a gift because they got to give you something for your money because it's not a lot. So it's not a lottery. Mm-hmm. And then you take that and then you start developing a downline over here. And then I got one other guy at your level and he starts developing over here and you're just depending on all these people putting their money in. And this one was different because you were getting product at the beginning. You were getting
what kind of product was it?
Ping golf clubs. Legitimate really? Product. Okay. I'm going to tell you the name and you can look it up. Here it comes on a text. You ready?
Yeah.
Look this up.
Hmm. I've never heard of it.
Never have?
No. And I do remember now you guys talking about this, but I never had heard of that. Wasn't there something to do with like Fabergé eggs or something like that?
Not that one. I don't think so.
Maybe, I think that was one of the things.
Maybe
dude.
That was one of the gift. Maybe that was one of the products.
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
Did you go
it was,
sit in
dude.
On a meeting with
no,
him?
No.
Because they brought this other guy.
I'm trying
guy.
To Google it. I forgot.
Here's
what
the
was.
Other guy that was part of it that won't surprise you one bit. I don't even know if you know this guy, but if you know baseball in the area, you'll know this guy. We got to get off these inside jokes, but I wanted to see if you find anything on it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Him and Bell are the ones that brought, oh God, I just gave away one of their names, brought this guy, this group of boys. They were called the Bayou Boys out of New Orleans, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, somewhere down there in the Bayou.
The Bayou
they
South.
Brought him out here and gave the meeting. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. What are you doing?
This is the best thing you've ever been to.
Yeah. And they're just throwing this shit. They're like, and they got me. They hooked me in. And then I started just going nuts with it. Can you find anything on it?
No. I mean, I didn't dig too far, but. That's a pretty common name for Google to hit on. You know what I mean?
Oh,
there's
it is
quite a few of them.
Well, if you put this in, let's see this. Let's just see if Google's that good.
What happened to this guy? Did he go to prison or anything?
I don't know. We got to get off of this. I'm sorry, people.
It's funny to talk about though.
Oh, he's on.
He's on Google.
Yep. There he is.
Oh wow, he actually still looks kind of professional.
It looks like him. I know there could be several of this name, but. Who knows?
Let's slide back to music for a second. I want to ask you about a guy that's Joe Rogan was talking about him the other day. I know you've heard him. That Colter Wall dude. Do you listen to his music? The Canadian guy? Real low voice
love
country.
Love
he's
him.
So good.
Love him.
Yeah, he's so good. He was just here. Chirpino Feed Night. Played GSR.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
man.
So he was supposed to play Saturday and Sunday. I was going to try and go Sunday. And
storm got him out of here?
No, I think he just cut a day, maybe didn't get the ticket sales or whatever, and only played Saturday, and I couldn't go.
See, I don't know how to get tied into the Reno concert
scene. I wish I was going to say the same thing. We because we live here, we don't advertise. I just happened to Google that dude's name, and it came up that he was having a
it's
concert
here. It's
like
they just depend on the in casino crowd. They probably send out email lists to all
if you're
gamblers.
On the Gambler Plus or,
and then
you know,
they
whatever.
They put the big billboards up, but you got to drive by at the exact right time to see it.
And I hardly ever drive by the GSR.
When
it's
you
not-
when you go to, like, Nashville, which is known for concerts, and there's a big show coming up, it's on billboards. It's on every radio station. I guess if you listen to the right local radios,
I guess maybe that's
that
part
might
of it,
be
too, yeah.
That might be our bad because we listen to so much other content.
I listen
now.
To satellite, yeah.
Satellite radio, podcasts, and the local radio stations aren't really. But like I just saw, like I was, I went on because Whiskey Myers. I was like, literally the day before they announced, I was like, I wonder if they're coming to Red Rocks. I didn't text Cody or nothing. So I looked at the Red Rocks schedule, and there's Cypress Hill. There's all these people on there that I was like, they're still touring. Like I don't even know about this shit.
Yeah.
Like where do you have to be? How do you get tuned in? Do you have to buy High Times magazine to know that Cypress Hill is going to be having a tour? It's probably brought to you
it's
by
probably
High Times magazine.
But I follow them on. I guess probably they've posted it somewhere on Instagram. I guess probably social media is where everybody heavily relies on. And I don't follow that Colter Wall dude. So maybe that's where I missed that too. But
I don't follow anybody. That's a big problem of mine, that a lot of this is getting out there on social media. Yeah. And the only, I follow Whiskey Myers because they're my buddies. And so when the next day after I looked at Morrison, Colorado, Red Rocks Amphitheater, it literally came up just the other day, last Friday or yesterday, Friday, I believe. They announced their 2 days at Red Rocks this year. Which is like the week after they're here or the week before they're here, I think.
Are you talking Red Rocks in Vegas?
No, Red Rocks Amphitheater in Denver.
They call it the Gorge or is that
different
too?
No, Gorge in Washington. This is the Red Rocks Amphitheater built into all them big rocks. It's unreal. The acoustics and it's straight up and down, right?
Pretty cool. You went to a concert there last year, yeah?
year before I went to see Whiskey Myers. I've seen a bunch of people there. I saw Willie Nelson, Jerry Jeff. I've seen a bunch of people there. But and you got to be in shape to. I mean, you're not in shape. You're going to have a little bit of a cardiovascular.
A lot of steps
and a lot of vertical climb. A lot of vertical ascent. Right.
I'm trying to go see the Dead and Company at the Sphere down in Vegas, and it's so crazy expensive.
Isn't that weird how, for them specifically, I was in July last year. I was in Casper, Wyoming, fly fishing. And then Whiskey Myers played. So I took everybody up there, all the guys from Wild Brassica and this fly fishing company. And we went to Whiskey Myers. And the whole time, all day and all night, all my guy does is listen to the Dead. And he was straight.
Who?
My buddy up in Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
But he was streaming the live concerts from San Francisco because he had just left Boulder for 3 nights, I think, went to all the shows, and then went to, or couldn't, because of fishing season, couldn't go to San Francisco. And I guess they were only supposed to play one night, then they sold so many tickets, they did they 3 nights or five one, nights yeah. or whatever. But then they said, that's it. So they get all their fans and said, that's it. Buy all these tickets. We're never playing again with John Mayer. And then all of a sudden, they got like 10 or 12 nights at the freaking Sphere.
More than that
now. More than that.
Huge money.
And I bet you it's huge money. I've heard tickets are like $8,000, $9,000. Big money just to start.
It's like a $240 million. The first 2 weeks that they announced, because it will sell out. It's probably already sold out.
Yeah.
If you just did the average ticket cost times the capacity, was a $240 million 2 week residency. And then they added like 13 more dates. They'll make $500 million.
Is there any gambling in the Sphere?
No.
It's not a casino.
No.
So who owns it? Las Vegas?
It's just an event space. I don't know. It's probably privately held.
I wonder like what the mindset is, or like, is it connected to a casino, a walkway, a tunnel system?
No,
Is the Tesla's running under there too in that part of Vegas to where one of these casinos is getting all these people back into their casino?
Remember when we stayed, you remember we saw them building it when we stayed, I forget what hotel that was, but it's right out the window of that hotel we were in. Remember they were just putting the steel up and we were wondering what it was. That's it, dude. It's crazy. And it's, what did they say it cost? It was like $2 billion to build, but just to advertise on the Sphere is like an insane amount of money. And then, a buddy of mine just went and saw U2 there for mid-level seats, which are like supposedly the best, because being that it's like a sphere shape, like the stage is here, and like if you're down too low, the stage is above you. If you're up too high, you're kind of looking down at it. So these are the choice tickets right here. It's not so much about being close to them. It's about being like eye level with them. They're like $8,000 a pop for you too.
I was talking to one of my metal buddies and he's like, had something, I don't remember where it came from, but it's like, yeah, the grand opening of the Sphere is unbelievable. It's freaking beautiful aesthetically, da 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 da, the percussion, the vocals, I mean just the sound, the overall sound. And then they said, and then they had to go ahead and ruin it by having U2 there.
I know.
And I'm like, and I agree, like one of the worst bands of all time.
And then I told this kid that was telling me that story the other night, when they automatically downloaded that album onto your iPhone back in the day.
Pissed a lot of people off.
Oh, dude. Because every time you'd go to open your music, that first U2 song would fire up no matter what. And no one could figure out how to get it off there.
Yeah.
And nobody wants a U2 album.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is...
What do they have to do to Steve Jobs to make that happen?
Well, so then this kid's like, well, yeah, so they introduced the iPhone and now they're introducing the Sphere. I'm like, that's the best that we can get is U2. U2's, they unleashed the best phone in the world, and now this state-of-the-art concert venue.
Was it
U2?
When the first iPhone came out? No.
Not really the first iPhone. But you know, it was up there. It was, you know, it was like iPhone 3 or something. It was close. But I mean, where I was going to go with that.
I don't know if I would spend. I guess you got to have amazing amount of income. Like my guy from Wyoming's going to one of those nights.
I'm going to end up going. You can get.
I've heard a lot of people that love the Dead that don't like the John Mayer lineup.
Oh, he's so good.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of him solo.
Yeah.
And he's good with the Dead. He's a guitar god.
I saw him at Shoreline and they're unbelievable. They are. It'd totally be worth it.
Were you a Deadhead?
Yeah. Still am.
But they don't have that many good songs.
Oh, my God. They have a million good songs.
Friend of the Devil, Touch of Grey, name another.
Me and My Uncle. Terrapin Station. I mean, could go on.
Let's see what
me and my uncle is probably one of my favorite Dead songs.
Okay, Dead.
You want
songs.
Me to play it?
No, I'll play it right now.
Oh, I got it too. Yeah,
play Me and My Uncle by the Grateful Dead.
Well, you got a weird like live version of it. Let me play mine. Yours doesn't sound good.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, Now, he could rip the guitar too, Jerry Garcia, right?
So can...
I know that John Mayer can. And Bob...
Bob Weir is a hell of a guitar player.
Yeah, but see, that's the other thing is that people say they go to the dead and cut me and you can't understand a word he says. And he's like, it's like he's not performing very well.
Oh, no.
I just saw you what I hear.
I know. I just saw him at the GSR with the... He's got a different band. So good. So good.
Wait a minute. You said you... I didn't get the invite to this? Wow. This
is, when did I go see that?
Here we
that?
Go again. Typical Crosby theme.
You wouldn't have gone.
I might have gone with you to hang out.
Seriously. It was really good. No one can invite you anywhere, dude. I don't know why you can't get over this. You are the upper echelon, dude.
That makes no sense.
That'd be like me inviting a...
That makes zero sense. I went to Ice Cube there in a normal night. VIP table, but it was still a normal night.
VIP table? Yeah, see? I just went there VIP, hung out with Too Short afterwards. Nobody can compete with
you. I invited
you
too, did I not?
You did. Why didn't I get to go? I can't remember.
Ooh, that's a good call. You canceled
probably
on
Elks.
Me because
I didn't
of Elks.
Cancel. Yeah, I didn't cancel, but yeah, I
did. Yeah, you Elks. Did. You said yes first and then wrote back and said, I forgot all about Elks. Yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a stupid thing. I should have went to that.
You talk about a bunch of 40 and 50-year-old white people going nuts for gangster rap. Ice Cube brings that crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Too Short played the club after.
He played it. Lex or whatever.
God, he's so smooth.
He's still got it too.
And dude, he's like 57 and he's up there just grooving. I like that gangster walk. What do they call that?
Crip walk.
What is it?
Sea walk.
Is that the Crip walk?
Mm-hmm. I like that too.
Crips with the blue hanging out. All the
Here's what I was thinking about the other day. Let me hear your. So today there isn't a rap album that I would buy.
I'd buy Eminem for sure.
When's the last time you had an album out?
He just put out a new single.
Well,
okay. He's getting ready to come out with another one. He said he was going to retire at 50, but I don't think he is.
Okay, so one little outlier there, but there's no good rappers out there.
Love
right
Wayne.
Now.
Lil Wayne's one of the best.
But he's
time.
Old. I just was watching him with the Cash Money Millionaires before he had tattoos all over his face. I'm not saying
he's
still
not
going.
He's just been around so long.
I know, not old, but that's what I'm saying. So a new guy, like, I can't listen to Lil Uzi, and I can't listen to...
Have you listened to this white rapper named NF that sold out the Bridgestone Arena? Like, my daughter listens to him. He doesn't curse.
NF?
NF, Nathan like something, is his initials.
No, and he's probably terrible.
I think he is because I'm comparing him to Am, which he's another level of rap.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is... And I'm saying that we're getting old in my statement when I finish it. It's that like the new stuff I don't like. I wonder, and I know, you know, like our parents were listening to Led Zeppelin and those guys. And then when Metallica and them, they probably went, these guys suck. No one can hold a candle. So are we just being old by thinking that new music sucks or?
Let's think about that because I'm a country music fan. And I don't think that they play country music on the radio. I actually went to a country music concert a couple weeks ago, and this guy had no musicians on stage except a drummer keeping the beat with all tracks laid down. And I'm like, no pedal steel, no guitar, no
You're not going to say who it was?
No timbre. No,
nobody
I'm not
knows.
A word.
Oh. And it was good or it was terrible?
Not good. But I'm picky. I've seen the best. Like you go watch a really, really good concert of musicians that get it, that have paid their dues, like a Travis Tritt, that can literally lay down every guitar lick known to man. And then those lyrics and the voice and the songs, like when he made A Great Day to Be Alive, written by the great Neil Scott, I believe Neil Scott is his name. Daryl Scott. It's just a different level of musicianship. But my point in what you said is a great question because let's take the 70s, for example. You have this whole thing of rock going on, right?
I'm Googling NF while you're talking just because I want to see the guy. Go ahead.
You have 60s coming out of acid rock and all that, going into 70s, and you got Zeppelin that's coming out. You got Black Sabbath, right? You have a lot of good rock bands that start to hit hard in the 70s. Then all of a sudden, you have this whole craze where country music is going from kind of like Bob Wills, kind of like that Hank Williams
Jr. Like honky-tonk country.
Honky-tonk country, that voice. And then all of a sudden, it starts to peter out. And then all of a sudden, you get this explosion of what? Disco. Mm. And that's what really turned country music upside down to get it back on top is like, wait, we have a chance of reinventing. And this is just my opinion of looking at country music history. Dude, America was like, what is this disco shit? Now, there was a certain amount of people that was watching John Travolta and Andy and
people
Barry
that
Gibb,
were at the dance clubs.
And I
love
the Bee Gees.
Yeah, yeah.
I love How Deep Is Your Love and Saturday Night Fever and all those songs, but it ain't my first choice. Like a wedding reception or a boat ride on a Sunday in a cove up on Almanor and Jason Carrier is playing How Deep Is Your Love. That's a badass song. But dude, then all of a sudden, Waylon and Willie and freaking David Allen Coe and Johnny Paycheck and Johnny Cash and all these outlaws started the outlaw movement in the late 70s. And then country music's like, hell yeah, we're getting Don Williams starts hitting. Then you start getting into the 80s and all of that stuff starts to take place. And then you get to 88, 89. And the greatest era in country music to ever happen happens.
Right.
Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks, Clint Black, Mark Chestnut, Tracy Byrd, Tracy Lawrence. You just got the Hat Pack. You got this, the women are, the Judds are hitting and freaking Shania Twain and she's getting ready to come out right then. And it's like, wow, this is some country ass shit. So that's what you're saying is that we grew up on that type of country and now you can't find a country song that's country barely. Now, Morgan Wallen takes a lot of shit, but that son of a bitch writes a good country song and he sings a good country song. Luke Bryan takes a lot of shit and he can sing a country song. John Party's the best out there as far as like that George Strait, Garth Brooks approach. Jamie Johnson should be the biggest thing in music with Chris Stapleton, with how talented those guys are. That's country. Mm-hmm. If you go watch a Jamie Johnson show, and you see his array of musicianship and his choreography and how he has 13 musicians and background singers and trumpets and saxes and trombones on stage. That's old school country shit with a pedal steel guy sitting there mm-hmm. playing the pedal steel.
What was
with
that Jerry, old man's name?
With Cowboy, mm-hmm. with Jamie playing every lick. He's a
actually
master,
playing. Yeah.
He's a master guitarist. Mm-hmm. So it's weird to me, this mindset of who we're really going after as a listener. You watch a lot of these artists that are hot in country music today, and I'm talking the probably male and female, because I don't know. I haven't paid enough attention to the female performers like Lainey Wilson. I love Hayley Witters. There's some good voices out there. I love Ashley McBride, Hannah Dasher. Lainey Wilson's got some really good stuff, but I don't really pay attention to their following as far as audience. If you watch a lot of these audiences for these young, like Riley Green or Morgan Wall, there are a lot of young girls.
Yeah.
Are they really buying? Like, that's the fan base is like googly-eyed, you know? Where, dude, I would go to a concert and I'd be like enthralled by the musicianship. I just don't think that it takes as much to impress people anymore. I think that through social media and just putting a bunch of shit out there and TikTok and all these apps that you can go and get, it becomes trendy. Well, and then you're like, that's not music. That is not freaking country music. Now, you can have the right to play what you want. And country radio is going to play what they want. I get it. But Waylon Jennings is rolling over in his grave at a lot of the shit being played. So yeah, you're right. Like, are we getting older and crankier? I don't think so.
Cause
I'm asking where the talent is.
And you're talking about country, and I think it would cross all the borders.
Well, rock music's dead.
Dead.
I think it's there, but it sure doesn't get the promotion that country.
Right.
A lot of rock musicians go to country music because they couldn't make it in rock or hip hop.
Right.
I mean, Nelly is playing. Where did I just see Nelly's come? Is he coming to Grand Sierra Resort?
I don't know. I didn't see it. If
he's playing somewhere in Reno. We ought to go. That's a badass rapper. Weirdo, but badass rapper. But it's like, would Merle Haggard have had, I guess, like Willie Nelson did stuff with Ray Charles, who was an R&B great. He did stuff with Julio Iglesias, which was a soft rock guy, Spanish guy. Seven Spanish Angels with Ray Charles and To All the Women I've Loved Before with Julio Iglesias.
That is a great song.
Oh, God, it's great.
But he also was like at the top of the top. But
when you listen to like Florida Georgia Line and they do Cruise, which our buddy Chase Rice helped write, then they put Nelly on it and it's like, it's on country radio. It's not country music.
It's not, you know, it's...
But country music can be the influence to all that shit. I get that. But damn it, if you play the top country hits right now, they just don't have a whole bunch of musicianship in them, I don't think. We're going to break here for a few commercials. I'm fired up. I appreciate y'all being here.
Are we just being old by thinking that new music sucks?
Has the golden age of music come and gone?
Today, there isn't a rap album that I would buy.
I'd buy Eminem for sure.
Okay, so, one little outlier there. But
have you listened to this white rapper named NF?
No, and he's probably terrible.
I think he is.
The new stuff, I don't like.
I'm a country music fan, and I don't think that they play country music on the radio. I just don't think that it takes as much to impress people anymore. You can have the right to play what you want, and country radio is going to play what they want. I get it. But Waylon Jennings is rolling over in his grave at a lot of this being played. So yeah, you're right. Like, are we getting older and crankier? I don't think so.
Because
I'm asking where the talent is.
Jack Daniels presents This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition, is brought to you by American Almond Beef, the provider, and Cowboy Choice Feeds. Pour yourself a Jack and hang tight. Chad and Alex will be right back.
Hey everybody, you know we are a huge fan of Jack Daniels, not just their product, but their mission, their culture, Lynchburg, Tennessee, the people. And we want to introduce you to the Jack Daniels Single Barrel Program. Join us at Jack jackdaniels.com and learn about the single barrel program, visiting Lynchburg, Tennessee, participating in a barrel tasting, a whiskey tasting, picking your favorite flavor, whether it's the burn in your mouth, whether it's the maple, whether it's the different combination of flavors that you are going to experience in each of the distinct bottles of Jack Daniel's single barrel. You're going to be able to choose the best one, your favorite one, and purchase that entire barrel. It all comes bottled in individual single barrel bottles. You get your own hanging name tag, brand tag, your logo on it. You can give them away as gifts. Go knock on the door of a landowner and say, thank you for letting me hunt your field. There's so many options with the Jack Daniel's single barrel program. We're proud to be part of it. We have introduced it to so many of our friends and family across the country, whether it was at a business, whether it was at a duck lodge, whether it was at a conservation event. It is truly an awesome program. Learn more about it at jackdaniels.com. The single barrel program. We've been involved for the last 5 years. I'm looking at two of my barrels right now. We just got our 2023 barrel in the single barrel rye. Absolutely mesmerizing. My brother Clint's old fashions with it speak for themselves. It's the Jack Daniel's single barrel program. Check it out. Learn about it. I hope you decide to visit Lynchburg, Tennessee and get your own barrel. Thank you very much. Gator Coolers, the official cooler, the official drinkware of the Foul Life podcast and Benelli's The Foul Life TV. I love the brand, Louisiana, the McGehee Brothers. Brian, my man, I just got the new Big Grip. The best Big Grip, 44-ounce cup with a handle. You see all the hype out there about a certain brand? Just test them. Turn them upside down full of liquid and see what happens. Turn them sideways. What happens if it falls over in your car? It won't leak. It's designed perfectly. The straw system, it does not leak. The Big Grip available right now at GatorCoolers.com. As well as all of the coolers. You can personalize your padding. We have the ability to personalize your drinkware, your cooler pads, your cooler wraps. I don't care. Get them on wheels. Get something that you're going to use this spring and summer. Keep your food cold. Keep your drinks cold. Keep your ice iced. I'm telling you, Gator Coolers is a brand that supports the outdoors. It supports fishing. It supports hunting. It supports conservation. Just look at what they're doing with agencies like Ducks Unlimited, California Waterfowl. It's Gator Coolers. I'm Chad Belling, and I'm so honored to have Gator Coolers be the official cooler and drinkware of the Foul Life podcast and Benelli's The Foul Life TV. Get you a new Gator today. We travel a lot. We're up and down America's highways, byways, throughways, cornfields, dirt roads, back roads, country roads. Love seeing that dust in our rear view. Love looking over and seeing the sunset, the sunrise, mallard ducks pitching in to a pond in Kansas, a coyote howling in Wyoming, an antelope standing on the side of the road in Nevada. We get to do this all through Ford trucks. Corning Ford, Paul, Francis, the entire crew, the customer service, the service department, the selection, the dedication to excellence and quality. The number one Ford Super Duty dealer in the Western United States 5 years in a row. They're in the top 10 in the country, and they're in a little tiny town, Corning, California. 5,000 people deep, maybe, but the construction, the farming, the ranching, the almonds, the walnuts, the olives, the duck hunting, the fishing, the deer hunting and turkey hunting, predator hunting, you name it. Corning Ford is part of it. They support our lifestyle, their pricing. They refuse to mark them up. Give them a try. They'll deliver your truck anywhere in the country. They've delivered them to Alaska, Florida, so many to Nevada, so many to Northern California, all over Arizona and Colorado. They've delivered three to Tennessee. They delivered one to Minnesota to our friend Andrew at Wild Acre Kennels. It's Corning Ford. They support the outdoors, and there's nothing better than a Ford truck. These 2023 Ford Super Duties, F-250s, F-350s, the long bed, the short bed, the Tremor package. Watch your speed. Set that cruise control, because sometimes you'll look down and be like, I'm not going that fast. Something's got to be broken. And you're pulling a trailer, and you got a leer topper on the back of it. The bed of your truck is full. They're meant for hauling. They're meant for towing. Thank you, Francis. Thank you, Paul. There's nowhere better in the country to buy your next Ford vehicle or Ford Super Duty truck than Corning Ford. Thank you all for supporting them.
Welcome back to Jack Daniel's Presents This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition, where there's only three rules. No U2, don't trash baseball, and no hating on men.
Dude, one thing that I don't like about country music, and I know I'm going to probably take some grief for this, is all the man-hating songs from Carrie Underwood. Everything is man-hating. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, dude, we got to fight for our right to party.
it's time for you, the audience, to weigh in and vote. Has Alex gone soft?
I think you need to get less reggae and Peter Gabriel and the soft rock that you listen to.
You know that I listen to way more metal than you ever do.
No, you listen to 100%. Listen to soft rock.
No,
you listen to Limp Bizkit, dude. That's not rock.
I do like Limp Bizkit.
Were you a Deadhead?
Yeah, still am.
But they don't have that many good songs.
Oh my God, they have a million good songs.
Hats off to Jack Daniels, Lear Toppers, and Rigid Lights for supporting This Life Ain't For Everybody. Let's rejoin the show.
You know what's funny? I just had this thought, and I've not thought about it much, but I'll say it anyway. How much appearance comes into play now because of social media? You know, like, when you look at, like, Johnny Cash and, you know, Merle Haggard, they're not, like, great-looking dudes. I mean, granted, you know, it was a different time. They wore their hair different. Maybe they would be great-looking dudes. But when you look at these guys that you're talking about, when you talk about the Luke Bryants and the Morgan Wallens, you know, they're good-looking dudes. And no wonder their whole crowd is a bunch of chicks. And you talk about Jamie Johnson, got a big long beard and big long hair, and like
that's there's a bunch of bikers.
TikTokers don't look at guys like him and go, I want to see that. Lainey Wilson's super popular. She's a good looking chick.
I don't know. That Oliver Anthony dude ain't that good looking of a fella.
With the red long beard?
Rich man north of Richmond?
Yeah, little girls don't like him either. That's all the
He's hot right now though.
Well, because all the Republicans that hate Joe Biden like him, which I mean,
yeah, but he's not a Republican.
Well, but his song really seemed to tend towards that way. I know it was about politicians in general.
But all politicians,
right,
really.
I agree. I don't
think
I'm saying.
Pointed out. I don't think that he's claimed anybody.
No,
neither is Taylor Swift, speaking of singers. She just came out and said, hey, it's Super Tuesday. Go and vote for the person that you think's going to, you know, she endorsed Biden.
But anyone that, I don't want to talk about politics, but I said this earlier today. Anybody who sat for the last 4 years and thought this is so great, I'm going to vote for that guy again. Go outside and stick your head in a bucket, dude, because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I had dinner with Tom Revillo last night, just by happenstance, was at the same restaurant. He's 84 years old, and he's like, I've never seen anything like this. He's like, dude, you know, eggs, $10 for a dozen eggs.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's sickening.
He said prices have gone so far up. It's like,
I talked to a guy in Tennessee today that has money. He's saying, dude, my daughters were $2.25 for our weekly groceries. $3.50 to $3.75 now. He says, I can't even do this. He says, this is ludicrous what we're paying. He goes, it's not just cost of living. It's the leadership. Because they're giving it all away to illegal. They're doing some shit that's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking politics.
I don't want to talk politics.
We're talking music.
We're talking music. But you brought it up.
Here's a rock and roll song for you. If you happen to become tough, and I'm not saying that you're not. I've just never really seen your toughness. I'm not saying that I haven't seen your weakness. I'm just saying like you're not known for
confrontation. You've never seen me get in a bar fight?
Yeah, like we don't do that. We've never really been together on that type of a deal. What would your walkout song be if you came back as a fighter?
UFC fighter?
Yeah, because you got a pretty good little, you're in your 40s, we grew up in a cool time of music like we've been talking about. We're very fortunate to grow up the way we did. We got to see the computer, the microwave, music, the iPod, everything just, we've seen it all, right? From video games, from in television, Atari to Nintendo to all of it. We've seen it. We lived in a pretty cool time in history, in my opinion. And music's a huge part of that. We saw a lot of cool shit through the 80s hair bands, gangster rap, all of the 80s, late 80s country, and then all the 90s shit that was going on. There was a lot of good grunge, a lot of good rock and roll in the 90s. Not as good as the 80s, but there was a lot of good shit happening in our time span on Earth. Not to say any others are worse. I'm just saying we lived in a pretty good time.
I know.
So you got hard a lot to choose from.
I'm going right off the top of my head. I think I'm going War Pigs by Black Sabbath if I'm coming out to a UFC fight song.
Wow. That's pretty good. I'm going right now at this point in my life, and I'm a huge Guns N' Roses fan. You know that, but I'm going Reborn by Stone Sour.
Ooh,
Corey.
That'd be good too.
A lot of Slipknot stuff is there, made
yeah, you
for
could
that.
Get it. Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Psychosocial when he comes. Psychosocial. That's a sick.
What about You Could Be Mine? Guns N' Roses. Great. I think that the beginning of that would be a good hype up song.
And I know that song by heart. I love. What would your last, if you got put on Murder Row right now? Death Row, Murder Row. Isn't Murder Row a rap company? No, it's Death Row too.
That's Death Row, yeah.
So if you're on Death Row, the real Death Row, not the Suge Knight.
Right. I'm dying, you're saying.
What's your last final meal, last supper? No, I don't want to say last supper. That's religion. What's your last meal?
Yeah, they give you a last meal?
Yeah. That you shit out when you get the, when they pump you.
Oh, you know, I'm going, I believe they'll give you anything you want.
Yes.
So I'm going, Ribeye. I would probably make him get me a tomahawk just to make it just a little extra.
Bone in.
Right, yeah, bone right, in. Yeah, big I'm tomahawk. Going an artichoke with mayonnaise Ooh, to dip it in.
That. That's new.
And then I love pasta with just olive oil and garlic Butter. And Parmesan cheese. And then I'd probably want like some kind of a salad, which I could go any salad, but Caesar, you know, maybe a Caesar, maybe a ranch salad. Dessert would be tough. Yeah, last meal I'm going dessert. I'd probably go key lime pie.
See, I think I would stuff myself on steak and sushi and probably probably some good young lobster tail, like the smaller ones, not the real big ones. And then king crab.
I was going to say, I should have said crab.
With hot butter. God. But mine would be a huge sashimi selection with some rolls that were all raw, no fried, no mayonnaise, no cream cheese, no sauce on top. Just unagi's good, but I'm having all of the raw fish, including octopus, a couple quail egg shooters, and I'm doing a medium rare ribeye with some provider brand rub on it.
There's a guy, not to cut you off, but there's a guy on Instagram. He's researching all the last meals of all the death row inmates, and then he makes them and eats them. And it's interesting.
Is that public record that you can find out what their last meal was?
I believe so.
Or has he got to get private records, confidential records?
It's probably out there. But there's some really weird. There's some real stuff. You know, there's guys that ate steaks. But I mean, then there's some weird ones, dude.
Oh, like, I'm sure, dude. Like guys were trying to make them reach for it.
Yeah. And then the amount of food, dude. I forget. Maybe it was John Wayne Gacy. I might be wrong. Like a whole large pizza, a whole 2 liter of Coke, a whole half gallon of ice cream.
He wanted to sit for a while.
I don't know. Yeah.
He wanted to waste some time.
Yeah. Or like you said, he wanted to make a mess at the end.
No matter how evil of a person you are. I watch a lot of crime TV. First 48 best TV on, in my opinion, the entire homicide investigative part of things, the interrogation room. I'm into that shit. Like I want to be that. When I'm done being a duck hunter and I get good, become a butcher, not a serial killer butcher, an actual butcher, I'm going to retire from being a butcher and then I'm going to become a homicide investigator to end my career. 5 years, I'm going to smoke 3 packs a day, stressed out as shit.
Drink
on coffee,
a ton of coffee.
Red Bull,
yep.
And then I'm just going to go out as a
You're
homicide.
You're going to be the guy in Miami that comes walking up with the espresso and smoking a cigarette with the ponytail.
You've seen the old school.
I watch all the.
Those are the old school episodes.
Oh, yeah. Those are the first ones.
It's so much better produced now. Tulsa's a huge hotbed for it. It blows my mind. Tulsa.
It could be all over our country now.
It's all over Tulsa.
You know, we just had a girl murder her dad and her.
Did you know that in the month of January, I believe there were 19 homicides in Reno?
That's unheard of here, dude.
Unheard of. What's going on in our freaking world?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We talked about it just about 4 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, starts with J and ends with Biden. What were you just going to say? You said if you were.
The whole interrogation part, that whole. Homicide detective, and we were talking about
about death row.
Last
were you going to say no one deserves to get the
no,
death
no,
penalty?
No. Oh. Hell no. But no matter how evil you are, a lot of these murders that take place, that just a murder happens, or even if it's intentional, even if it's premeditated, you know, murder in the first degree, very few of them get the death penalty unless it's real bad, right? So let's say you're one of them real bad mofos that, not that you're a stud, that you're an idiot that would
do
this.
Person,
you're a sick person. Dude, can you imagine that night before lethal injection? Can you imagine standing on that gavel on Main Street in Texas back in the day with that hood over your head when they're watching the crowd and then all of a sudden they come and put that hood and you know that the floor is getting ready to fall out?
Could you imagine
the hibby-jibbies?
What about the electric chair?
I know that you're in turbulence and I'm about to lose my stomach, I get weirded out.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine thinking...
This the is electric- it?
Could you imagine?
No.
Think what about- was that movie with Sean Penn and Susan Sarandon?
Oh, no.
I named your show after it. Come on.
What?
Come on. What was the name of that movie?
Dead Man Walking?
Yeah.
I was thinking The Green Mile, dude.
Remember the death scene in Dead Man Walking?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that last walk?
Oh, dude.
That night before, that final meal. Like you mentioned the artichoke. I'm sitting there going, I'm shaking too bad to even dip it in the butter. I'd bite my finger, putting it in my mouth.
I wonder if they let you, think they'd bring you a case of beer, a bottle of Jack Daniels or anything?
I would think they'd let you get a little bit of buzz, but then I'm thinking maybe not because it thins the blood. That's why you don't get I don't know if that does something to... I doubt it. I doubt if you'd be able to drink.
Think about those guys that sit on death row for 30 years.
They know they're not bringing...
I was going to say, do you think at some point you just know I'm here for the average is 25 years?
Let me ask you
this
about death row. Could you go watch one? Let's say you're doing a thesis as an adult, you go back to college and you get invited to sit behind that glass. And I don't know exactly how they are in real life, but the movies portray them like there, you're sitting behind the glass and you're watching the guy shake, and he starts foaming at the mouth like a dog.
Like somebody I don't know, or like if I'm watching, like,
let's say it's somebody that's in the news, a serial killer.
Yeah, I probably could.
You think you could take that?
I think like lethal injection. I don't think anything happens. But like seeing someone get an electric chair would probably be pretty gnarly.
I don't think they do that anymore, do they?
Electric chair? Certain states do, for sure.
For real?
Yeah, in certain places you can pick what you want.
God, that would be gnarly, dude. The chair.
What
was it? AC/DC's album, High Voltage.
Yeah. Denzel Washington? He says they'll give you the needle for that. You know what that smells like? Pine tree oil or something like that.
Great performance of his career.
Oh my God.
By far. He plays a lot of good shit. John Q and a lot of movies, but dude, Training Day.
That's a good movie.
That's
too,
one of my
man.
Favorites.
Yeah.
God, it's so well done.
I just saw a funny thing.
Do you think he's Democrat?
100%. I think all of Hollywood is.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
You just saw what...
I'm not saying that he didn't endorse Obama back in the day and probably would vote either way, but I think that in today's world, I'm thinking that him, Sandler, Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, I think a lot of these guys are seeing the other side of being conservative. I don't think it's worked for anybody. I don't think the other side's worked for anybody.
I don't know. I don't want to get too far
into
this.
I like that quote Shaq says. My kids said, Dad, we're rich. I said, no, we ain't rich. I'm rich.
We ain't rich. I'm rich.
That's a pretty good way to teach your kids, though.
Oh, yeah.
Teach them work ethic. Speaking of work ethic, I know that we got to go pretty soon. Is there anything to report on?
No. I'm reporting on, I'm getting my plane ticket to Phoenix.
You're coming?
I think so, yeah. Did you get your flights already?
Yeah. No. I don't know if Jen booked them or not. We can talk.
Did you get anything done? Are you still going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Did you get a hotel room or anything?
We'll talk off air. Got a little something in the makes.
Ooh.
I got a hell of a end of March and April and May. Like, I got stuff. I can't believe you're not going to Jack Daniels with us. That's going to be the funnest trip. So much fun. So much fun. Anyway... Are you going to take a job, you think, or do you think you're waiting to start something?
I'm waiting. I'm really trying not to take a job. I thought I had a pretty good idea last week. I did a little research into it. It's not, you know, I'm 43, dude. I can't really, I really don't want to make a mistake right now.
Oh,
I don't want to set myself backwards.
But you also are losing valuable time of income right now. You could go at least get an Uber job. I'd love to call Uber and have you show up. Would you cancel the ride if you knew it was my house?
No. God,
you come
no.
get me?
Of course.
Oh, dude.
What do you think? I have too much pride?
No, sign up for Uber then. You got
Uber is a losing deal for people that drive for it.
Not if you have a tire. What if you get free tires?
Yeah, no one gets free. Well, I guess some people. Will you give me some free? Well, can you get free gas, free oil, free brakes, free vomit cleanup? You know, those guys make no money. Hey, I'm not telling you that wasn't a great idea or is a great idea or whatever, but the laws of attrition are coming around to that because the drivers make no money and they're realizing that they're spinning their wheels and making nothing. You pay your bills, maybe, but the reality is you're not, you know.
That's my first question to every Uber driver I get in. Is this your full-time gig? And it's amazing to me how many of them say yes. I'm like, what?
But no offense, they're duds. No successful person could drive for Uber because you can't make it pencil out. It'd be like if you said, I'm going to buy a commercial.
So you think their mindset is that they think they're just getting by?
They're making enough money to pay their bills. They probably have a significant other that's paying the majority of stuff, and it's better than sitting at home not doing anything in their mind.
At the same time, you're depreciating your car.
You're killing your car. You're either paying the wear and tear, or you're not maintaining your vehicle to where when it does take a dump, then you're out. And that's what they don't understand, right? Is it's not, dude. So all the insurance carriers are onto it, and if you drive for them and you lie to them about it, they'll drop you if you have a claim. So you're paying more insurance. Obviously, fuel at $4-something a gallon.
Yeah.
You know, your uncle can't turn his well pump on out in Via to water the crops because gas is too expensive. How can you afford to drive people around town when you're making 50 cents a mile? You know, the gas
is more
expensive.
Answer to my question is that you're not going to go to Uber.
No. I would be a bartender.
Okay, there's a great one. Why don't you go do that and let me come be a customer?
I don't need to do that.
But it'd be fun for a minute.
No.
Like, think about me. Think about me. Like, I would love that for 2 weeks to just, like, go in and be like, freaking cocktail the movie. Go yeah. refresh yourself on cocktail.
I'm throwing the balls well, just, up in the air.
What's that
shit.
Called? What's yeah. that called?
Flair.
Flair.
Yeah.
No, you wear flair.
Oh.
Remember how many pieces of flair do you have in okay. office space?
You need 13 pieces of flair.
Oh, great scene. Great scene. Anyway, they
that's
used,
just a that's
there's
the minimum.
Championships for it. It's oh, yeah. it's cool.
It's flair. Bartender flair. Bartender. Sure.
Okay, cool. Then go do it.
I don't want to do that.
What about the Santa Fe? Go get a job at the Santa Fe to where when you are 70, you can say at one time in my life, I bartended the Santa Fe.
Well, it's called the Fe now. It's not as cool.
Oh, I'd is rather it really called the
I'd
Fe?
Do it at Louis. It's called the Fe.
Okay, then go get a job at Louis.
I don't need one.
I'm not saying you do, but there is a little gap right now that you could be fulfilling
know,
some dreams.
Do you know, like,
you could be fulfilling some dreams. What about working at a skateboard
hey,
shop?
Hey, I've always.
Skateboard shop.
I don't skateboard.
You love skating. I love skating.
I loved it back in the day. There is a local place I bought some skateboards from for Christmas. But I've worked since I was 14. So this is a nice, like, vacation. I don't know how I ever worked before.
I'm not denying that. I'm simply saying that now you're of an age to where you're not stressed.
Should I go work at, like, the Aces ballpark?
Usher, no. I don't think there's a job there that would be you. But a bartender,
or something.
A bartender suits you. For sure.
I could bartend at Pinocchio's every now and again.
Yeah, but getting out of the family yeah. deal, getting somewhere.
Like, I'd like at a nightclub, like wearing like a vest and like maybe that, have to throw a couple people out and shit.
Yeah, but that kind of cuts into your drinking time.
That's
you
got to
do it on like a Monday.
I need a day shift, dude.
You need a day shift.
I'm never going to get a weekday day shift, dude. Same with like, I could go work at Cabela's, but they're going to want me to work nights and weekends,
casinos
dude.
Casinos got bars open during the day for the daytime
Yeah,
gamblers.
But that's for the vets, dude. Guys have been there 30 years are on the day shift, not me. They're going to give me graveyard Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to
Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, every day.
All right. So I guess there's some things I want to do in life that some of that shit would be fun. I think a tour guide would be fun, like Vince Vaughn in the movie The Breakup.
Oh, yeah, dude. When he has the by land, sea, and air.
Him and his brothers.
I could do Virginia City tours to the
tourists,
dude.
That would be a cool job.
Dude.
That'd be a cool job as long as they provide the auto, the bus or the trolley or whatever. Dude, I think that'd be a killer job. What about the Harley Davidson shop? Just a couple days a week taking orders and talking bikes, selling bikes, or you said you could
have
sell.
Have you ever seen those guys though?
Yeah, but dude, you look like one now.
I know, but they're terrible.
I'm not terrible.
That kind of biker.
You can't say they're terrible. A lot of them are vets.
No. The staff that's in there right now, they're all the guys that are like,
wait. We're not going to name specifically where you're talking about this staff.
They're nice people. I just couldn't do that. But I think I just came up with a good idea. I'm going to say it out loud because I believe it already exists. But I get like 20 people from the Eldorado. I get a bus.
Start this new thing called Amway, but called something different.
Right, exactly. No, but I take them up to VC. I got cocktails on the bus. I point out all the wild horses and snowshoe hares running around. Yeah. Then we get to the Bucket of Blood. Everyone has a Bloody Mary because I say it's the best one in town. Then we walk over. They get some grandma's fudge or whatever. Then I take them up for a hot dog.
Do what all these guys in Nashville did. Do it. They started off on these pedal bars. You get all these bachelorette parties, and they get on there and pedal.
They're pedaling, sweating their asses off.
Yeah, they're drinking, and then they got the ones where you don't pedal, where you're just on a bus.
That's what you want.
Well, now these guys that own those have made so much freaking money on it. They're renting space, roll up door. Then when they drive them back, they pick them up at their bar and they drop them off at their bar, and they get out and keep drinking at that bar for a minute.
That's a great idea.
Plus, they're selling them booze the whole tour. So you could come in with a little freaking bus.
Cross's Booze Cruise.
Yeah. Team up with your guy that knows the transportation industry. He's got the insurance handled. He's probably
I want to use somebody else's so you don't have to worry about it, dude. I just have a driver. You know what I mean?
Probably some extra drivers. You guys could double dip on your driver pool.
$100 a person, 20 person minimum, maximum.
And then it all comes down to safety.
Then you hope no one gets killed.
Yeah. Booze Cruise around Reno. You could do tours of around here. You could do great.
What if I became a DJ?
See, I'm totally envious of a good DJ. Not EDM because I'm like, wow, this is some weird shit. But dude, if I was like a DJ of like old school Grandmaster Flash, like spinning, like the guy that's at Kid Rock's. What's his name? Kid Rock's guy. But Bobby gets back there and spins too. But that guy that's always with Kid Rock, you know, a real DJ.
Yeah, Cutmaster.
Like Grandmaster Flash kind of run DMC.
Yeah.
Run DMC gotta be too settled. He's not Hensel. He's not Gretel. Jay's a winner, not a beginner. Hip pockets get fat while others get thinner.
Wow, that was nice.
Oh, I knew a lot of that at Run DMC. Peter Piper picked peppers, but run like rhyme. Humpty Dumpty fell down, and it's hard time. Jappy Nimble. What? Nimble. And he was quick. Jam Master Invent, and here comes the piano.
Remember when he had that show?
Run Rev. He still does, doesn't he? Run Rev. Is he dead? Is he the one that died?
No.
No, Rev Run, Rev's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of.
I don't think he has that show anymore. That was a great show when it was on, though.
Good messages in all of them.
Remember he was awesome. In the bathtub at the end? Yeah, I gave you a nice little sermon type thing at the end.
My Adidas walk through concert doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. They step on stage at Live Aid. Come on, dude. You don't know these?
Yeah. I mean, if it was playing, I could lip along to it.
But you got
to
be able to freaking pull it.
Right. I don't know. I might have a word wrong.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove for the first time in my life.
I know I need love.
I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts. I'm not
naming names.
Saying no names. Then the thought occurred to you.
I'm pretty close to most of it.
You're guessing, but yeah.
But you're looking me in the eye singing I need
love.
Dude,
that LL Cool J Bad album, bro. I'm bad. That whole song, Bad. Oh, man. Dude, LL Cool J was...
He's wearing a white tank top and a Kangol hat.
Cool J. That was Rick Rubin. I believe that was part of Rick Rubin's clan. Beastie Boys, LL Cool J. God, that guy freaking did it, man. Rick Rubin.
We're part of the best musical generation, probably. Maybe the guys in the 60s and 70s would argue with us.
Do you remember sixth grade? I'm older than you. So sixth grade, 19... I'm not even going to say... Beastie Boys, License to Ill comes out on the vinyl. I still have it on my wall, my original vinyl. Dude, that song.
They're so good.
That whole, me and Alyssa just jammed Brass Monkey like 10 times this weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
In a row?
Yeah. Do you remember Paul Revere?
Oh, yeah.
Me and my brothers and a quart of beer, riding across the land, kicking up sand, sherry splashes in my face. I'm in demand. One lonely beastie I be.
All by myself, I got nobody. Yeah.
Sun is beating down, I'm a baseball cap. Air's getting hot.
Beer's getting flat.
I'm looking for a girl.
I ran into a guy.
His name was MCA.
I said, howdy. He said, hi.
Dude, that song, that album. Oh man. Yeah. No Sleep Till Brooklyn, Brass Monkey, Girls, Paul Revere. Do you think that the Beastie Boys stayed strong throughout the maturity of their career? Because I like that album. I like that little, they were kind of like this kind of album, you know, the punk rapper, Adidas, Kangos. And then it kind of got too much for me.
That Intergalactic album was, it had some good songs on it, but it was definitely like.
Do you think License to Ill was their best by far?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Beastie Boys I would take. Rest in peace, MCA.
Yeah, they definitely changed, which I like some of their songs on that album too. But
Brass Monkey. That funky monkey. This has been Breaking It Down. This Life Ain't For Everybody. Alex Crosby, myself, Chad B. From Reno NV, real VIP, real B-I-G, Alex C-R-O-S-B-Y. He's my boy E. We're going to have a little fun this Saturday. I'm inviting you to something. Alex, would you like to come over for the UFC? The fights. Dustin Poirier is going to fight, and so is Sugar Sean O'Malley. Would you like to come out to the Spanish Springs, Val? E. Have a little bit of JD whiskey from the Tennessee sour mash stock that CB might have hidden in his compartment D. Do you want to come out for the fight Saturday?
I have to work.
Work what?
The Rodeo Hall of Fame dinner.
Oh my God. I officially give up.
I'm bartending. You just told me I need to work.
You just made fun of cowboys for 2 hours. You said, those were Harley.
Their music sucks though. Now the current days suck.
Dude, go in there and play some of the new cowboy music and see what them
dudes
do.
That's all we play, dude. We don't, not
go in there
stuff.
And play some freaking Western Skies by the one and only Chris LeDoux. Garth Brooks and which is, he ain't even cowboy anymore. Him and Ronnie Dunn have a new rodeo song out.
I saw Alan Jackson play.
Love you, AJ.
He played a song with George. He played George Strait's song, and now I cannot believe I can't remember what it was. But it was so awesome, dude. They were both on stage, and Alan came out and started to play with George, and it was unbelievable.
Amarillo by Marlon.
It was. That's exactly what it was. Santa Fe. Yeah.
Everything that I've got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine.
I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free.
Amarillo by morning.
What about?
They took my saddle in Houston.
When he says, when they open that gate, I'll be looking for eight. That's a great line.
Yeah. When they open, I'll be looking for eight when they pull that gate.
And I hope that judge ain't blind.
Dude, rodeo. I mean, country music doesn't even touch on that shit anymore.
They don't even talk about it.
John Party does. John Party songwriters and the guys that he's teamed up with, he's country as shit.
Every country song now is about dropping a tailgate, sitting around a bonfire.
It's even past that, dude. It's even past that now. It's even more weird than that. There's so much rock and roll, like hard rock. And dude, one thing that I don't like about country music, and I know I'm going to probably take some grief for this, is all the man-hating songs from Carrie Underwood. The duet that Hardy and Lainey did. I get it. They won some awards, but everything is man-hating. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, dude, we gotta fight for our right to party, i.e. sampling the Beastie Boys. Another great song on that album. That's the song that made that album big.
Yeah.
That was the MTV video that everybody went, who in the freak are these guys?
Oh, yeah.
Daddy breaks in, said, what's that noise? All right, we're out of here, breaking it down. I hope we broke some stuff down for you today. Just a little chit-chat from my boy G-Rat. That's Crosby's nickname that I just gave him. It's not. You look like Splinter the Rat, dude, in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Your new nickname's G-Rat.
G-Rat's a...
Nope, not going to talk about it. All right, everybody, thanks for being here.
Wanted, the perfect career for a fella with an epic beard and a French bulldog. Strengths, drinking Jack Daniels and breaking it down.
Are you going to take a job?
I thought I had a pretty good idea last week. I did a little research into it. It's not.
You could go at least get an Uber job. I'd love to call Uber and have you show up.
Yeah, I would be a bartender.
Why don't you go do that and let me come be a customer?
I don't need to do that.
What about working at a skateboard shop?
Hey, I've always...
Skateboard shop.
I don't skateboard. Should I go work at like the Aces ballpark?
There is plenty of time later to get a job to grind the joy out of your life.
Like, I could go work at Cabela's, but they're going to want me to work nights and weekends.
Some of that would be fun. I think a tour guide would be fun.
I could do Virginia City tours.
That would be a cool job.
Cross's Booze Cruise.
What about the Harley Davidson shop?
If I became a DJ.
DJ, glitter buns, drop the beat.
Help Alex plan the rest of his life. Submit your career suggestions for Crosby to thislifeaintforeverybody.com. Corning Ford, Oakley, and Traeger Grills brings you this episode of This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition. We'll be right back.
We started American Almond Beef with the mentality to be different, to set ourselves apart, and that's the road that we're on. Our feedlots are clean. Our feed is different. Our approach to making sure that our cattle and steers are raised right. There is a story behind American Almond Beef. Northern California ranchers and farmers, the almonds, the commodity business, everything coming together to provide a feed that allows for this marbling, the flavor, the texture, the finish. American Almond Beef is where it's at. I'm telling you, get an order placed, try it for yourself, and you will not go back to regular store-bought beef. AmericanAlmondBeef.com. Thank you very much for the support. We can't wait for you to try it. Have you heard of the fun button? Flask Cap has reinvented the way we use tumbler cups. Everybody's got a tumbler cup. Come on, let's admit it. This tumbler cup is different. The Matic lid is different. The 6, the 9. Nobody wants glass in their boat. Nobody wants glass anywhere because of what can go wrong. If you go into your buddy's boat and glass breaks, that's a no-no. So you got your mixers in the cooler. You might have a 2-liter of Coca-Cola, Classic, Coke Zero. You might have some club soda in a plastic bottle or a can. Stuff that doesn't break and get glass that's nasty and will cut your feet up like no tomorrow. The Flask Cap allows you to store your spirits, your Jack Daniels, in that Matic lid. And with one touch of that fun button, it disperses a shot into your mixer, down there with your ice, your Coke, whatever it is. You can have vodka, you can have gin, you can have tequila. We choose Jack Daniels Tennessee Sour Mash Whiskey, and you have your cocktail for the day. Remember to enjoy it in moderation. Never allow underage drinking. Be safe. But Flask Cap supports the culture of the American outdoorsman, the American outdoor enthusiast. And they keep it safe, they keep it ethical, and they keep it fun. The entire brand, the culture, the messaging is exactly what we're all about here at The Foul Life. We're proud and honored to be teamed up with FlaskCap. Check them out at FlaskCap, FlaskCap.com. And you are going to be so happy and take pride. Get your name on it. Get your logo engraved on it. Again, it's all about moderation. It's all about safety. Be careful with that fun button. One is enough. Two can be a lot of fun. Three is way too many. But you're going to keep that glass out of the boat, off of those beaches, and you're going to have a blast consuming alcohol through the FlaskCap. Again, thank you for supporting FlaskCap. I'm Chad Belding with the Foul Life Podcast and the Foul Life Television. Thank you all very much. Vision. I just had a lens retraction surgery last year. It's pretty much like cataracts that you're going to get in your 60s, 70s. Everybody's going to get it. Once you get it, your vision is there. It's never changing. Artificial lenses. I had it at 40s, and I'm telling you, with what I do with duck hunting and scouting and watching my daughter grow up, I'm just so thankful that I'm back to 20/15 in my right eye and 20/20 in my left eye, thanks to Dr. Matt Mills, who you've all heard on our podcast. But I want to protect my eyes, and that's exactly where one of our badass partners comes in. Oakley, Oakley eyewear, the Oakley culture, the Oakley lifestyle. Protect your vision when you're shooting, when you're fishing. Nothing worse than getting a hook in the eye with somebody casting on the same boat. You just can't take it for granted. The damage the sun can cause, the rays, the UV, just keeping the dust and the dirt out of your eyes, just everything during a hunt, pit blind, boat blind, it doesn't matter, sun up. They make different lenses for different skies. They're sold all over the world, and they support the military and the Blue Line and conservation and hunting and fishing in the outdoors and living off the land. And we never hunt without our Oakleys. Everybody's like, why you always got your sunglasses on? Shouldn't be wearing sunglasses. You probably shouldn't in turkey hunting. I don't wear them in turkey hunting because of the vision of a turkey and the reflection. But when I'm shooting trap range or the sporting clays or the skeet or the five stand, or I'm in a duck hunt or a goose hunt, I have my Oakleys with me at all time. I put them in my banded backpack. I have them in an Oakley hard case. I keep them protected. The prism, lenses, everything that goes in to the technology behind the Oakley brand and the frames, the function of them, all of the different lenses that you can get, like I mentioned, and the way they protect our eyes. The prism lens technology is second to none. You got to get a pair of Oakleys. I know there's a lot of choices out there when you want to protect your eyes, but remember, please support the brands that support this lifestyle. Oakley, the official eyewear of the Foul Life TV, the Foul Life Podcast, and everything we do here at The Provider and Where the Pavement Ends. Thank you so much for supporting Oakley.
Thanks for sticking around for this episode of Jack Daniels Presents This Life Ain't For Everybody, the Breaking It Down edition with Chad Belding and the unemployed Alex Crosby.
Album two, but
Brass Monkey. That funky monkey. This has been Breaking It Down. This Life Ain't For Everybody. Alex Crosby, myself, Chad B. All right, we're out of here. Breaking It Down. I hope we broke some stuff down for you today. Just a little chit-chat. This is Guns N' Roses.
Listen to Guns N' Roses and every new and archived episode of Breaking It Down anytime on SoundCloud, iHeart, Spotify, and thislifeaintforeverybody.com. Thanks for listening and break it down.